Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, March 20th, and coming up in today's episode. Center versus X, as Grok replies containing abuses go viral. Indian origin scholar in US faces deportation over pro-Palestine stance. In-laws demand death penalty in Saurabh Rajput murder case. And after court, India may be a part of a new military grouping in South China Sea. First up, after Elon Musk's AI Grok used multiple Hindi words, slangs, abuses and allegations in its answers about Indian politics, the matter has reached the parliament in an already ongoing tussle between social media platform X and the centre over censorship. Growing chronologically, people started using Grok AI on X to answer questions related to politicians, celebrities and other important figures. The AI, which is a machine learning tool, gave some extreme and controversial answers about Prime Minister Modi, BJP, RSS and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, among other answers which contained abuses in Hindi. Going a step further, it did not even spare its creator company's head, calling Elon Musk a major disinformation spreader. Grok replies started going viral. Union Minister of State for Electronics and IT, Jitin Prasad, told Lok Sabha today in a written reply that under IT rules, takedown notices can be given to platforms. Meanwhile, news agency PTI reported, citing unnamed sources, that Information and Technology Ministry is already in contact with the social media platform over these recent abusive replies. Grok, which is claimed to be an extremely powerful artificial intelligence by its creator company, has recently shocked people with its abusive slangs on the internet, especially written in Devanagari or Hindi. It is being said that the abuses came after the users themselves started abusing Grok in the first place. Sources in the ministry said that the department was examining the matter and factors that led to the use of alleged abusive language. Quote, we are in touch, we are talking to them to find out why this is happening and what are the issues. All of this is happening in the backdrop of X already filing a case against the Indian government for using IT rules to censor their content. According to Hindustan Times, Elon Musk's social media platform X has filed a lawsuit against the Indian government in the Karnataka High Court, claiming that the center's use of Information Technology Act to block content is detrimental to its operations in India and amounts to arbitrary censorship. X asserts that the government's use of Section 79(3)(b) of the IT Act creates an unlawful parallel content blocking mechanism that violates the Supreme Court's 2015 Shreya Singhal ruling. This landmark judgment stated that content could only be blocked through a competent court order or through the structured process outlined in Section 69(a) of IT Act. According to a Hindustan Times report, X is seeking legal protection not only against government actions related to content blocking orders that it believes violate Section 69 of the IT Act, but also against a decision not to onboard an employee onto Sahyog, a portal created by the Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center to streamline Section 79. X has referred to Sahyog as a censorship portal. The social media platform argues that the law does not authorize the creation of Sahyog, nor does it impose a statutory requirement for companies to appoint a nodal officer for the portal. X has stated that it has already appointed the necessary officers in accordance with the Information Technology, Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code 2021. Reminder that these two cases are running in parallel and are not interconnected. The Grok issue for which the center has approached X is the most recent issue in an ongoing tussle between the social media platform and the Indian government over either blocking or requesting the deletion of profiles or certain tweets. An Indian origin scholar in US has been arrested by authorities for allegedly spreading Hamas propaganda while he was supporting a pro-Palestine protest in the United States. According to his lawyer, he has been arrested by immigration officers and faces deportation as reported by Politico. His lawyer also maintains this action against him stems from the Palestinian ancestry of his wife. Badr Khan Suri, an Indian postdoctoral fellow, was arrested by masked agents outside his home in Virginia on Monday night. He was studying at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. As reported, Mr. Suri has been accused of spreading Hamas propaganda. Tricia McLaughlin, the Assistant Secretary, Department of Homeland Security, wrote on X and accused that Suri allegedly had close connections to a known or suspected terrorist. Quote, Suri was a foreign exchange student at Georgetown University, actively spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism on social media. McLaughlin further added that her department tracked his activities online and offline and found that they can find charges worth deporting against him. Suri is the second Indian to face deportation over alleged involvement in the pro-Palestinian causes that swept the US campuses just ahead of the US elections last year. Earlier this month, Ranjini Srinivasan, a PhD student at Columbia University in New York, fled to Canada, effectively self-deporting herself after an immigration officer came looking for her, saying that her student visa was cancelled. Homeland Security Department accused her of being involved in activities supporting Hamas, a terrorist organization. Notably, Hamas has been deemed a terrorist organization by Israel and US. Coming back to Suri, his lawyer Hassan Ahmed argued in his petition that Mr. Suri is being punished because of the Palestinian heritage of his wife, even though she is a US citizen, according to Politico. Mafez Saleh from Gaza is a first-year student at the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies, Georgetown University. She earned her bachelor's degree in journalism and information at the Islamic University of Gaza, Palestine, and a master's degree in conflict analysis and peace building from the Nelson Mandela Center for Peace and Conflict Resolution at Jamia Millia Islamia in New Delhi. The same course was also attended by Mr. Suri. Quote, Dr. Khan Suri is an Indian national who was duly granted a visa to enter United States to continue his doctoral research on peace building in Iraq and Afghanistan, unquote. A Georgetown spokesperson said in a statement, adding, we are not aware of him engaging in any illegal activity and we have not received a reason for his detention. We support our community members' right to free and open inquiry, deliberation and debate, even if the underlying ideas may be difficult, controversial or objectionable. We expect the legal system to adjudicate this case fairly. Dr. Badr Khan Suri is a postdoctoral fellow at Alauddin Bin Talal Center for Muslim-Christian Understanding at the Edmund A. Walsh School of Foreign Service, Georgetown University. He has been teaching a class this semester on majoritarianism and minority rights in South Asia. After the horrific Saurabh Rajput murder case from Meerut, his in-laws have demanded death penalty for their own daughter for allegedly killing her husband. He loved blindly. Our daughter was the problem. The in-laws of the Meerut murder victim claimed in an exclusive interview with NDTV. The parents made little to no effort in trying to either defend or justify their daughter's alleged involvement in the murder and dismemberment of the late husband. For background, earlier this week, news broke out that a man was killed by his wife and her lover in the first week of March. The police say on March 4th, his wife Muskan and her lover Sahil Shukla stabbed him to death, chopped up his body in 15 pieces and sealed them with cement in a plastic drum. Following the murder, Muskan and Sahil left for the hills and used Saurabh's phone to post pictures to mislead people. We have published screenshots on NDTV website of multiple chats that occurred between Saurabh's phone to his sisters, which we now know happened after he was already killed. The grisly murder came to light after Saurabh's family was unable to reach him over the phone. They did receive text, but never any calls, and all their calls were left unanswered. The police were informed, Muskan and Sahil were grilled, and they confessed to the crime and were arrested. The cement-filled drum was drilled through, and pieces of Saurabh's body were recovered and sent for autopsy. According to police, Saurabh Rajput, a merchant navy officer working for a US-based company, came home last month for his six-year-old daughter's birthday. NDTV spoke to Muskan's parents Pramod Kumar Rastogi and Kavita Rastogi at their Meerut home, and the couple made no attempts to defend the daughter's crimes. On the contrary, they said she must receive the harshest punishment for doing this to Saurabh, who loved her blindly. It is learned that Saurabh went against his family to marry Muskan after falling in love with her. As a result, his parents removed him from their property and denied him any rights to their money or house in the future. Quote, Saurabh put everything at stake, left his parents their property worth crores, and she got him killed. He was our son too, her mother Kavita said. When asked what punishment they want for their daughter, the couple replied with teary eyes. She should be hanged. She has lost the right to live. Chahil Shukla, the murder accused and lover of Muskan Rastogi, who was involved in the murder of her husband in Meerut, was beaten up by lawyers within the court premises on Wednesday afternoon. A video of the incident has gone viral, showing Chahil being assaulted while police intervened to protect him. As the Quad Alliance strengthens its presence in the Indo-Pacific region, India may soon be invited to join a new multicultural grouping focused on the South China Sea. The Squad, currently composed of Japan, Australia, and US and Philippines, is reportedly seeking to extend an invitation to India and South Korea. The Philippines and Japan, both grappling with China's expanding military presence in the contested waters, aim to counter Beijing's assertiveness and safeguard their maritime interests. General Romeo S. Bronner, Chief of Armed Forces of the Philippines, stated at Raisena Dialogue in New Delhi that the Squad has already been conducting joint maritime activities for over a year. Quote, "Together with Japan and our partners, we are trying to expand the Squad to include India and probably South Korea." Unquote. The Squad remains an informal coalition with member states focused on military cooperation, intelligence sharing, and joint operations in the South China Sea. Bronner's remarks were made alongside military leaders from India, Japan, and US, and Australia during a panel discussion on Indo-Pacific security. The call for India's inclusion comes amid rising tensions in the South China Sea, where China's territorial claims have been widely disputed. The International Court of Arbitration ruled against China in 2016, yet Beijing continues to assert control over almost all of the waters, disregarding the sovereignty claims of the Philippines, Malaysia, Brunei, Vietnam, and others. General Bronner emphasized the importance of regional cooperation, saying, quote, "We find commonality with India because we have a common enemy. I'm not afraid to say that China is our common enemy," unquote. He added that Philippines already has defense ties with India and intended to extend an official invitation to India during a meeting with India's Chief of Defense Staff, General Anil Chauhan. However, there was no immediate confirmation of whether the issue was discussed during the meeting. That's all for today. You are listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.